Jerrianne Bogus didn't have to see anything at the women's prison to know about the problems in Goffstown.
When we visited the women's prison, the sheer noise from we walked in till we left, everybody's crushed together, and it was just constant, constant, constant. There was no quiet.
Bogus chairs the New Hampshire Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. She says the noise is the result of the cramped space where some 100 female inmates live on top of each other. But this report isn't about overcrowding. Professor Jordan Budd says the report highlights the inexcusable inequities between the treatment of men and women, like the difference in vocational training programs.
The industry program at the men's facility in Concord includes woodworking shop, there's an upholstery shop, there's a plate shop, a machine shop. There's an entire wing of the facility. The industry program at Goffstown consists of 3 sewing machines.
The report concludes that the Department of Corrections isn't giving women the same opportunities to improve job skills, shake their addictions, or confront emotional traumas. The bottom line, it's harder for women to land on their feet after they leave prison. Given all that, the commission says it's little surprise New Hampshire's one of only a few states in the nation with a higher recidivism rate for women than men. Of course, none of this information is new. People have known about this situation for years.
During the last 3 capital budget cycles, we've put in a request of approximately $37 million to construct a new women's prison and a new transitional housing unit.
That's Department of Corrections spokesperson Jeff Lyons, who says DOC agrees the Goffstown facility doesn't adequately meet the inmates' needs.
Those requests have not been funded in the last 3 budget cycles.
The question is whether this report, the latest in a long string, will prompt any action. There's little chance lawmakers will loosen their grip on the state's purse strings to build a new prison in the near future, but maybe somebody will sue the state. Elliot Berry with New Hampshire Legal Assistance cautions that route isn't always the best.
One of the things you have to understand about a lawsuit is that it takes a lot of time. And what can happen, you end up spending a lot of time and energy, both all sides, on the litigation as opposed to bringing about positive change.
To that end, Barry says his office and the Department of Corrections are working together to improve substance abuse and mental health counseling services. So far, Barry says he's been impressed with the department's commitment to do the best it can with what it's got. At the same time, if significant changes aren't made soon, Barry and plenty of other attorneys in New Hampshire know the state is susceptible to a damning lawsuit. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.